This was a pure research activity.
Joe Cull is director in the Washington Federal Practice at PricewaterhouseCoopers. We asked him to outline the problem posed by audit data from the Office of Management and Budget's A-133 single audit process, designed to account for over $500 billion in federal grants handed out every year. In this case, he says, the challenge came in dealing with A-133 audit information from the Department of Health and Human Services.
The problem really was a matter of HHS folks wanted to be able to go from the collection form, which is a summary of the A-133 audit results, which is submitted to the Federal Audit Clearinghouse. They wanted to be able to link from a finding in that collection form to the actual place in the auditor's report where that described the nature of the problem. And they felt that if they were able to do this, this would help them be able to do some analysis and perhaps be able to make more use out of the A-133 process. So that's how the problem was first identified to us.
And just to clarify, those A-133s were locked up in Adobe PDF format. Is that correct?
Well, interestingly enough, the collection forms were received digitally and they were fed into a database, but the actual audit reports, which number often into several hundreds of pages, were in PDF format, correct?
Cull says at first the research team from HHS, the Association of Government Accountants, and PricewaterhouseCoopers tried an approach using XBRL, Extensible Business Reporting Language. That's a markup language used to make financial data usable on websites and also in big database applications. It's currently being used by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and the Securities and Exchange Commission for corporate financial reporting.
We take a couple of programs, a couple of states. We would tag the appropriate sections of the report, and then we came to find out that the reports were in PDF, the collection forms were digital. We had a hard time accessing the reports because they, according to the Audit Clearinghouse, they had to go through redaction and it became a mess.
Cull says they reached an impasse until the AGA research team got a helping hand from another of its technical partners.
And we were working with a company called MarkLogic. They had volunteered to give us server time. And they said, well, they've got software that can consume these PDF reports, convert them into digital formats, and they can use intuitive software to create page breaks where they thought was appropriate, and using word searches could. So we started experimenting with that, and lo and behold, in a matter of a couple of weeks, they were able to take, instead of just two programs, they were able to do entire states, all programs, being able to link directly from the Federal Audit Clearinghouse collection form right to the place in the audit report that described and showed the finding. So this was the digital link that we were looking for.
Cull says this is a significant breakthrough for the federal audit and accounting community because it allows, for the first time, the analytic use of audit information in the Federal Audit Clearinghouse that until now had been untouchable, and opens a whole new world for other databases similar to the HHS collection that till now had been trapped in a proprietary file format.
Having worked in the federal government for 32 years, there are numerous databases spread out throughout government where agencies collect information about a particular activity or set of programs, you name it, that's locked up in proprietary taxonomies, for one thing. Second thing, if they're trying to be accessed by the public, they have to go through redaction. Most of this is manual redaction, which takes time and money. And this is a technology which says that if you're able to digitally consume these documents, even if they're in PDF, there is software out there that can allow you to mine the data, to start to sort it and use it in its current form without having to prescribe new standards or anything like that, because standards would be very helpful. But as in the case of the clearinghouse, you've got 15 years of data, literally 500,000 audit reports, probably millions of, if not tens of millions of pages of text. And even if you went back 3 years, you can make that use out of that data.
Cull says that the new technique will make it possible to create a fully interactive single audit database that is searchable and compatible with XBRL. He adds that linking the data collection form with the final auditor's report will also make possible improved analysis of the federal grants that have been awarded since the single audit process was made part of federal law in 1984. A complete research report by the AGA Working Group is expected to be developed at the AGA's 59th Annual Professional Development Conference and Expo, which begins this Sunday, the 11th, at the Orlando, Florida World Center Marriott Hotel and runs through the 14th. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.